Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
All right, folks, Jay Dyer is coming up next segment, and I've got a correction to make. I got so many papers flying around, so much going on, that I saw articles last night and this morning where Australian ministers are saying we've got lockdowns for the unvaccinated coming. I mean, even last week I played a couple of their premiers in different states saying that. And we do have a new clip of one of their ministers saying similar things today. So I conflated that. I mixed it with Austria saying they're going to lock people down who aren't vaccinated. Because it's all UN run. So things are so bad that even when I make a mistake, it's actually accurate. Because it's so widespread. But here it is. Aussie health chief says people who don't get vaccinated will be miserable, lonely for life, and locked down. And it's the same thing out of Austria. They used a government corruption probe to get rid of the populist president. Austrian lockdown for unvaccinated is days away, Chancellor says. Reuters is reporting. So I was reading in Australia where they were saying it, and I met some said, oh, Australia has a chancellor? I thought there was a prime minister. I said, oh, that must be the leader of their parliament. But so I was wrong, but I was right. Things are so bad that I was right as well. That's what I mean. It's just global. It's all the same thing. And what you see in Spain and Austria and Germany and the UK and the United States. Yeah, there it is. Austria lockdown for unvaxxed. Israel holds COVID war games, record German cases. Despite all the injections and all the garbage and all the crap that's made up. Oh, there's a real virus, but the tests are frauds, PCR test. Now they've got a Soros, Bill Gates owned blood test they're going to make you do. I mean, this is martial law, and all these people go, Jones, just go along with it and we'll move on. Just take your shot. It protects you. Oh, it doesn't protect you. You got to take more shots. Here's the Aussie health minister says people who don't get vaccinated will be miserable and lonely for life. The Queensland president of the Australian Medical Association said during a television appearance that people still refusing to get the vaccine will be miserable, lonely for the rest of their lives. Oh, he's going to hold you hostage. It sticks the needle in its skin. Or it goes back in the hole again. Here it is.
Smart play from the Premier. There's no doubt about it that you have to try and get people to lose something in order to get something. and look, there are going to be dramas, I'm sure, especially around the Gold Coast area, but there's only really one decision for people to make.
Yep. Oh, they're crazy not to get vaccinated. Life will be miserable without being vaccinated. You won't be able to get any, you won't be able to hide. You won't be able to get a doctor to sign off that you got an exclusion because there's quite set rules on that, and doctors will be audited to see if every one of their exclusions will be looked at very carefully. They'll get fined. They can get struck off. The patients who tell lies can be charged with fraud. There's a whole pile of issues, whole pile of problems if you try and get around the system. It's going to be very hard to maintain your employment if you're not vaccinated. You won't be able to go anywhere for any entertainment. So by all means, get vaccinated. You've got another week where you can get double vaccinated before the 15th to 17th of December when it's definitely coming in. And there'll be proof that you've been vaccinated, firm proof. You'll be asked to show going into most venues. So get vaccinated, otherwise you're going to have a very, very lonely life and you're not going to be able to maintain your employment.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So whether it's Austria or Australia, it's all the same. And I got the clip again last week where the actual governor, I guess they call them premiers, in one of the states is like, you'll be locked up coming soon this Christmas. You won't be allowed out if you don't have it. And if we catch you outside your house, we're going to arrest you. And we'll take your house. So it's on, ladies and gentlemen. And you see, I told you, you take the shot. Oh, it didn't work. There's more shots. But it does attack the ovaries and the testicles. And it does create cancer. And it does turn off your white blood cells that attack cancer. And all these idiots are going to take it. They're going to slowly get sick and die. And society is going to collapse. And that's how you get a post-industrial world by the year 2030. Like the UN said they would do back in 1992 under World Treaty. There's a World Treaty to do all this. a world treaty to cut your energy off and shoot you up with poison and kill you. And I guess people just want to roll over and let them murder you and murder your children. Unbelievable.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
He is a best-selling author, a great researcher, and is even more up to speed on globalist documents than I am. And he joins us to talk about why the elite controllers are obsessed with Satanism, Luciferianism, the occult, paganism they're bringing back in the world today. And I told you I'd get to this earlier. We will. How wokeism is a new religion. The left even admits it is. And Klaus Schwab says tomorrow he's announcing the new world religion called the Great Narrative. So we're going to be getting to all of this and Extinction Rebellion and what this system wants and what it's doing. But it's just good old-fashioned Moloch worship of 3,000 years ago brought back again. But I thought, because it dovetails so well, we play a short three-minute report that Greg Reese filed yesterday that's at man.video that's so important, dealing with the fact that this is the overwrite of the Christian ethos with the ethos of absolute barbarism and the Jacobins. You know them as Satanists. Here it is.
Healthy society is built upon the balance between competition and cooperation, where cooperation is often simply not harming each other. Today's laws, based on Christian ideology, compel us to restrain our animal selves. Satanism is the opposition to this balance. It seeks to destroy Christian ideology so that the law is written by the ruthless, because ruthlessness is their only advantage. In a healthy society, those who seek to feed off of others are forced into hiding. But today, they are hiding no more. After decades of it being injected into pop culture media, we are becoming all too familiar with the satanic rituals these miscreants love to celebrate. Whatever actually happened at Travis Scott's Astro World Festival, it was clearly designed as a satanic ritual. There are different names of gods who demand human sacrifice, but Moloch has been the most popular, and we can see the obvious depiction at Astroworld, where people could symbolically volunteer to ritually sacrifice themselves into the mouth of Moloch. But the real symbolism can be seen on stage, the spiraling portal with non-human entities and flames emerging from it. The same ritual we've seen at the Gothard Base Tunnel opening ceremony in 2016, where a portal was opened and demonic entities were unleashed. The same ritual made famous by Aleister Crowley, the birth of the Antichrist, the Amalantra working, the cross being fed into the portal of hell. In other words, the death and destruction of humanity as we know it, the coal. Depopulation. 8 people died and dozens were rushed to the hospital, with at least 11 suffering from heart attacks. Victims as young as 9 years old. Videos show several people having seizures, a and collapsing. A security guard claims that someone stuck him with a syringe, and rumors have resulted that people were drugged. But isn't it more likely, given that these are the same reactions we have been seeing from the experimental jabs, that they are one and the same? Statistically speaking, if you get enough of the vaxxed in one place, injuries like this will occur. The entire world has become rife with human sacrifice, and these rituals are likely meant to give themselves the illusion of legitimacy. But they are merely the rotten parasites in an otherwise humane world. The real concern is that their anti-human culture is going mainstream. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Satanic Rituals and Human Sacrifice at the Travis Scott Astro World Festival. Find the reported banned-out video in the Gregory section. It needs to be seen by young people so they know what you're dealing with. All right, joining us is Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com, YouTube, Jay Dyer. He is an author, comedian, TV presenter, known for his deep analysis of Hollywood, geopolitics, and culture. His graduate work focused on psychological warfare and film. He's an author of two books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, and the co-creator, co-host, television show Hollywood Decoded. And he joins us now. Jay, great to have you here with us. Let's start getting into what really happened last weekend and where this is going in your view.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you played the Greg Reese clip, because the first thing I saw when I started looking into this was the similarities to the Gotthard Tunnel event. And for anybody that's skeptical, you know, this is a pattern that we've seen all the way back to the Super Bowl ceremonies, the halftime shows. This is a consistent pattern where they will intentionally interject occult, esoteric, and now openly satanic imagery. And if anybody doubts it, I'm starting to notice a turn where people are maybe previously skeptical, but after this event, a lot of people are saying, hey, wait a minute, this looks like maybe there's something to this. Even breaking into the mainstream media, they're admitting that, hey, Newsweek had a thing saying, hey, it looks like there's probably actually something going on here.
Well, sure. I mean, Lil Nas having sex with the devil. I mean, all of this. It's a full-on assault.
Yeah, and I want to keep in mind, too, that, as you know, if you go back to the Lucis Trust, the UN, you know, they promoted this new religion, this new aeon, decades ago. Alice Bailey wrote that book, Externalization of the Hierarchy, that you referenced quite a bit. And if you look in that book, she says that really the goal of all of this is a new world religion, a new religion that will be amenable to earth worship, to, the green agenda, basically. So really a lot of this, and I'm not saying there aren't people that don't take it seriously. Some of them do take it very seriously, the satanic elements of it. But there's another layer to which it's just another tool of social engineering and control to denigrate and to ritually, they use the word brutalize the public. And what that does is it puts us into a catatonic state. It's a form of trauma that they use through mass media to really just denigrate people. And according to some of the Satanists themselves, they see these rituals as ways to put people into a lower frequency, a lower vibration, to where they can't think beyond the basic pleasure drives, the basic.
Exactly. They bring you lower than the third dimension so you can be programmed.
Yeah. Basically turning them into beasts to be part of the beast system. You bestialize the population to make them willingly complicit in the beast system.
And look at this footage of all these so-called elites going to be part of these public satanic ceremonies now. Like they're all powerful. These are losers.
Yeah, a lot of these people, even in the artwork itself, tells them that they will not go into the future. You know, Madonna just did a Eurovision thing a year before COVID. And at that ceremony, she dressed up in a bunch of robes, and it was this big ritual. And the song that she did was none of you will go into the future or something like that. Not everybody's going into the future. You can't go into the future unless you're part of this agenda. It was literally in the lyrics of the song. Not everyone is coming in the future. Not everyone is going to last. Yeah, that's it. And basically, there's gas masks, people wearing gas masks all around her, which is very odd, right? A year before, this was 2018 or 19, before all this stuff broke out.
Well they even had a fashion show called COVID-19 in France. I mean, it's all in our face.
Yeah, and we know from the SPARS, the Cladex, the Crimson Contagion, that this was an org game that had been planned a long time. So I think we really do see a lot of coordination between these, controlled megastars and the top-down, Klaus Schwab system. They're all promoting the same thing, and it goes all the way back 50 years to Alice Bailey in the United Nations promoting the new Aquarian, the new age, decades before the hippies and, Haight-Ashbury and
Laurel
Canyon.
And she's showing you New York destroyed and everyone nerve gassed, and so they're getting ready for that.
Yeah, and then keep in mind, too, this is about brutalizing the youth. Everybody's upset. I'm not trying to denigrate, the people that die. That's terrible. But, what Travis Scott is really there to do is to market towards kids. He's actually marketed towards 8 to 12-year-olds.
Just like Lil Nas. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so this is the ceremony of the destruction of innocence that the Crowleyans talked about. And you'll notice there that imagery of Moloch there, where he eats the kids. He's chewing up and eating your kids, digesting them.
And this is the promo stuff they put out, and no wonder that's what ended up happening. Stay right there, J-Doc.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
City, and the Lucis Trust has got their address there at 666. And they also funded Common Core and Fuzzy Math, and they're funding the move in California to get rid of advanced math and other studies. They want dumbed down, controllable people. In fact, in Endgame 2.0, that was a short film I did before Dr. Kaufman, who's in the film, died, he brings forward the documents showing in the 60s where they said, we're going to bring back paganism and human sacrifice and teach people anti-science so that they're unable to ever stand up against us. Let the plan of love and light work out. And that's the Luciferians that are different from the Satanists. They create barbarous, murderous, evil groups that are selfish. That's a weapon that then the Luciferians wield. But they see themselves as guardians of the universe. So Jay Dyer is a great researcher. Well, why don't you start with that and then get into what happened last weekend? It's really been a big wake-up call for people. Explaining a Luciferian versus a Satanist.
Well, a lot of the satanic groups that are kind of publicly known, like the pop culture Satanists, this is kind of an outer portico religion, the Anton LaVey kind of stuff, and that's kind of just a pop thing that probably has a lot of intelligence control. I think, if I recall, Anton LaVey himself worked for Interpol as a kind of an informant or an asset for a while. So a lot of these groups, especially cults, typically have this kind of front relationship to some intelligence agency or some kind of group that's, you know, fronting them. And then they kind of have concentric circles where you have, you know, more powerful entities on the inner core that kind of control these outer portico groups. And, you know, a lot of things are structured that way. Secret societies, the mafia is structured that way, organized crime, intelligence agencies, they all have that same kind of structure. And a lot of people don't know kind of the inner handlers of these outer groups. And that's done on purpose. And so I think a lot of these rappers and a lot of these people who they may or may not take it, you know, seriously, but the people above them, some of them do. And then the people above them, really, it's ultimately pragmatic, right? They want to figure out ways to manipulate and control people. So if you look at, for example, the concept art, you know, you talk often about you know, telling people ahead of time what they're going to do. And that's, there's many reasons why they do that. They do that as a way to catatonically, you know, lobotomize people to freak them out.
Program the subconscious.
Yeah. And also, there's a key element to the, for the people that do take it seriously. They believe that a willing sacrifice is much more powerful than, you know, to do this illegitimately or to, you know, well, it's always illegitimate. You know what I mean? If I were to just kill somebody, that would be different than baiting them into it. If you watch the classic movie Wicker Man, you know, the whole point of that movie is that the
he's a pure good man, and they trick him to come and then willingly die trying to save children at the end. Then they set him up and kill him.
Well, but they keep giving him clues, right? Throughout the whole movie, they keep saying, you're the rabbit, you're the sacrifice, you're the one that's going to die, you're the John Barleycorn guy who's going to be roasted at the end. And he willingly goes into it consistently, not paying attention to the clues that they're telling him. And I think that that's viewed as a willed sacrifice. I'm willing to go on. So, in other words, in terms of the concept art, which is all just totally all-seeing eyes, portals to hell, as you said, it's Saturnalian imagery. There's even a concept art which has the roller coaster, you know, going into the portal with an all-seeing eye and people just tumbling down into the hole in the concept art for Astral World. And if you look at the guy who did the concept art for Astral World, he previously did, for example, the Kardashians Christmas card, which has, you know, satanic imagery, has giant all-seeing eyes in the the Christmas cards they send out. And I think that, again, the function of these people is to be culture toxifiers, culture controllers. And they even throw it in your face in the art itself all the time, because that makes you a willing sacrifice, a willing victim, a willing participant. And much more dangerous than the concert, as you pointed out, is what you talked about in the first hour. I mean, the real sacrifice of the youth is what they're about to do. And so they believe that this phoenix from the flame that you see there, that's that bird, that's the Ordo Alcat, the phoenix that arises out of the ashes of the old civilization. You know, Travis Scott has in his artwork all of the stuff about dystopia. He says the dystopia is now, and the new world, we're going to need an escape plan. That mountain, he calls it Utopia Mountain, and it's the mountain that will be the civilization that emerges after the great cataclysm. That's his whole concept art. His whole recent thing is all about what exists now has to be destroyed, and the new aeon has to come in. And again, a lot of these rappers, and this has been 20, 30 years now, a lot of them, are serious about their Satanism. They really believe they're going to be participating in this aeon, that there's going to be a new civilization that's built after this great cataclysm, great reset, etc. You can go all the way back to the 90s. I remember when I was in high school, everybody liked the Memphis rap scene. And the Memphis rap scene was one of the first to have openly satanic artists like the 666 Mafia and so forth, some of whom are, you know, some of the biggest rappers out there, like Juicy J, right? So this is not new. And then Jay-Z took it to a new level, about mid-2000s, where he openly started advocating Crowleyanism, wearing Crowleyan attire, you know, promoting the do what thou will, love under will, et cetera. So rap, as you know, back to the 80s and 90s, the MTV executive said was an intentional warfare weapon. It's a cultural warfare weapon. And so they took gangster rap and turned it into a weapon to partly help destroy the black community. And we know that they did it on purpose, because it's come out even in mainstream media. They talked about that as an intentional.
And again, the classic image of Moloch, the Bible says, give not your children the fire of Moloch. Moloch's in the New and Old Testament. The mothers are leading their children in to be killed, into the mouth, be thrown into the fire. I mean, this is absolutely in your face. 100%. That's what they're doing.
Yes, and see you on the other side, which was one of the catchphrases of this tour, is, you know, you tumbling into the portal, most of you not making it, right? So if he sees you on the other side, it means that you are part of his other song, Escape Plan, which is how he's going to escape, he thinks, the coming cataclysm and be part of the utopia. So these people literally believe that they're going to be part of the breakaway civilization utopia. Again, he's, you know, he's married to one of the Jenners, one of the Kardashians. So, you know, that's what all of these rituals are about. These rituals are about escaping the coming cataclysm and being in that satanic aeon. And I covered that Satanist essay that I believe is real. You know, I covered that a couple weeks ago on band.video for you guys. And that guy's essay says all of this stuff. He said, 20 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever it was that he wrote that, he said that these public pop performances are rituals to lower the thought processes of the minds of the masses to where they can't think about God or anything above just base level desires, so that they can be willing cattle sacrifices in the coming cataclysm.
You're absolutely right. And I want to give people the rest of the story. And I know you know it. When we come back, there is a cataclysm coming, and it's the fall of these people. They're trying to spin it that, oh, they're about to get rid of the old bad order and bring in a new order. No, this is the death of their old order, and God, Christ's new order is coming. And they know it, and they can feel it, and they can see it. God consciousness, humanity going to the next level. That's they're trying to suppress the chemicals, the poison hitting our children, everything, is their mad panic. And it'll be all the Satanists that are actually destroyed. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, and I don't say this to brag, I don't say this to be cool, but I tried to have Luciferians recruit me when I was a very young teenager. And then I had Hollywood try to recruit me, and the stuff people know about me in Hollywood is not even one-tenth of the stuff, okay? I got taken to the top of it, and it was actually the bottom of it. I felt no presence of God. You could put a gun to my head, I wouldn't join these people. Because I've got the Holy Spirit, and I'm not on some power trip either, I'm just saying. But when you hear them thinking they're being empowered, look at Lil Nas, look at Travis Scott, look at Aleister Crowley, look at Madonna, she's a freaking joke. They know their evil system's coming to an end. They know they're going to be destroyed. They know God doesn't like them. They know they're filthy. God sees them as filth. They stink to high heaven spiritually. And so they want to claw as many of us as they can with them, and they're pushing all this as if this is enlightening, a bunch of stupid weirdos doing, again, a simulated march of pall-bearing humanity into a furnace, and then trying to worship Madonna, this washed-up joke. And that's what they do everywhere. These people are a joke. But the horrible inbred royalty and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas and the Rothschilds and the rest of them are so hellishly unhappy that they just love seeing everybody else miserable like they are. Because even though they're demonically possessed, their cells are a human body that was made by God. And so their very bodies are rebelling against them, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're so physically ugly. And that's why they want to hurt us, is they want to pull us down to the level that they are at. Because we're fallen, but they're really fallen spiritually completely. They've chosen it, and that's why all that flows from them is death and destruction and pain. I mean, you look at their high priest and priests, they are just weak sacks of filth. And that's what you worship, is weakness and stupidness and shallowness and patheticness. And it's just absolutely the cult of losers. So we know that this multi-thousand-year-old, 10,000-year-old satanic world order is coming to an end. They know it. We know it. And so they're targeting us with poison and toxins and everything else they can to try to lower us interdimensionally, this is in their own words, to below even the third dimension. That's what the metaverse is a false synthetic universe, a lower dimension, that they're trying to artificially capture us in a digital hell, a matrix, to try to keep us from the transcendence that's now beginning and accelerating. We're electrochemical energy creatures. Quantum physics, it all proves it. They know this, that exist in all dimensions. So this body is only an expression of our incredible higher dimensional power to then, in the third dimension, organize matter and energy into a connectedness that is a form of time travel. Now, that's the big secret. So at the CERN Superconducting Superreactor Collider, they want to open a gate, they say. Sheba, the god of, you know, everything is there. And all this occultism, that, you know, at the tunnel, and then all the kids get killed in the crash. And it's always the same. And going to the Great Pyramid and conjuring a gray alien that tells him, I'll make you a god, just kill everyone. Help me kill everyone, and then you'll be given enlightenment. And then Arthur C. Clarke writes his books with the same story over and over again. They're telling you this, but they're really just pervert pedophiles. They're really just fallen scum that made a deal with the lowest creatures in the universe that chose to be away from God but have free will, and so they can trick us to choose to join them with our free will as well. So just as CERN is the portal, they are now opening the portal. They open the portal in our minds. That's how powerful you are. And they're trying to suppress the fact that the true New Age is coming. So they're creating their false New Age, an artificial collapse, they say, because they know a collapse is coming. So they want to have an artificial one they control to try to survive themselves. They are loser failures. Please continue, Jay Dyer.
Well, if you think about some of the other big rappers, again, there's an image of ASAP Rocky, who is a pretty well-known rapper in the last 10 years. And, I mean, he's openly done. I don't think those are promotional images. I mean, him and his gang, they literally, you know, they're there doing, I don't know if this Golden Dawn or what kind of rituals they're doing, but they're there doing the magic rituals openly for everyone to see. And then playing like, oh, you know, we don't really take this seriously, but then, oh, actually, maybe we do, because they, you know, oftentimes they divulge the fact that they take it seriously. So really at that level, they're not the main players. There's people way above them that, you know, have the real power and the real money. And that's why this is, again, a cultural weapon. And it's like you've been saying this last year. And you've said it so often that it just really clicked with me the other day, that if you understand that what's happening is a warfare, then everything suddenly makes sense, right? It suddenly makes sense why they would want to, you know, inoculate everyone, including infants. It makes sense why Biden would want to shut down the country, shut down the economy. It makes sense why there's, you know, just total degeneracy and satanic rap everywhere. It's because they're trying to destroy the existing order. Now, suddenly now that all makes sense, right? But if you don't have that playbook, then you're confused, you're lost, you're wandering in a maze. It's you're hoodwinked, right? But it's ironic that it's all out there in the open, right? It's all in our face.
And they're trying to fire the God particle, proving there's interdimensionals and break dimensions. That's their main mission, because they've observed particles break dimensional systems and go from particles to waves.
Right. I think that they intentionally hide a lot of that tech, as you know. And, you know, if you look at Brave New World, there's a section in the book where the world socialist controller, he says that, yeah, we know there's higher metaphysical truths. We know that there's divinity and transcendence. We intentionally hide that from the masses because we don't want them to know the power that they have, that they would then be empowered. We have to dumb them down. We have to. That's what he explains in the book. So, but there's Aldous Huxley telling you, right, that's intentional. And by the way, I forgot to mention Travis Scott also did a metaverse concert. There's the all-seeing eyes, like, you know, that are all over his concept art too, by the way. He did a metaverse concert for Fortnite, which again is like the most popular game for, you know, 8 to 12 year old, 13 year olds. And in that metaverse concert that's about 12 minutes long, he does a whole ritual where he basically becomes a giant. He does a concert and then he ascends into space, and then he ascends out of time and space like Bowman going into the Stargate in 2001. And so the whole message of that ceremony, that ritual there in that that metaverse concert in Fortnite, is that he's a god among men, an Anunnaki. He actually references the Anunnaki in his songs quite often. And then he transcends into space and leaves the dimensions of the here and the now. So this is just promoting the idea to the youth, to kids, people playing Fortnite, that, you know, they don't understand they're being programmed, that the kids that are playing this game are the ones that are going to live to when they insert you into the Matrix.
And let's go further. The writers for Prometheus admit, oh, we believe this is a real Genesis story, that aliens did this, and that this really happened, and that the engineers are just biological androids of a higher ascendant race to higher dimensions, that we need to kill everybody first to save, you know, to save the planet, and then we'll be able to ascend once we learn to kill everybody. It's just these aliens just keep telling us to kill everybody. It's so liberal.
Yeah, why do the clockwork elves always tell you to kill? I mean, this is Terrence McKenna, right, the guy who popularized this, and he was, you know, somewhat into these esoteric philosophies himself. You know, he always said, well, we've just got to kill everybody because the mushroom says kill everybody, and the elves told me to kill everybody. Now, we're listening to people who are talking to demonic elves saying kill everybody, literally. And it's not a joke, right? I mean, they really believe that they're speaking to these entities.
Hold on. Let's come back for a break and talk about that. But to explain, at the ayahuasca rituals, DMT, all of it, most of the time a little elf talks to you, and then it says it really likes you, but you're good. You get to live. But can you set up a world government and kill everybody? Will you work with me to kill everybody? I mean, that's because they're demons, folks.
Well, the rappers are now they're all into LSD. Right. Remember back in the 2000s, like, that was the chronic. That's when rappers smoked weed. Right now, the rappers, all they do is pills and trip acid. And they talk about it all the time. They sing songs about tripping and tripping acid, all that kind of stuff. That's one of the easiest ways. DMT, the ayahuasca, all that's the easiest way to contact what you're talking about and have these experiences that they think are opening their third eye. You know, he uses this third eye images all the time, Travis Scott. And they think that they've been given this message, like you said, that they're going to ascend and that they're going to be part of this transhuman.
And it is. We've got to go to break. But it is opening the third eye so they can fry you permanently instead of transcend. They're frying your third eye. That's what Satanism is. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To the town of Albuquerque rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say.
Listen to what music was like in the 40s and 50s.
No one dared to ask his business.
Didn't matter
no
whether it was
a slip.
The big band music or classical or country or
hip.
Any of that. It was all just uplifting. Empowering.
It was early in the morning.
There were stories of good versus evil. And now it's just discordant, insane hallucinations. You know, I remember being on Joe Rogan's show like 4 years ago. 5 years ago now, I guess. Trump had just gotten elected. And it was the first time I was on the show. I've been friends with him forever, but he hadn't had me on. It was episode 9/11. And his 911th podcast. They really bury that, but it's still on YouTube. And I was explaining, hey, George Soros has paid with the CIA to weaponize the strains of marijuana to make it more hallucinogenic, to put people into a state of control and to create artificial schizophrenia. And he thought I was crazy then. Well, a couple of years later, Joe's like, man, you're right. It's all over the news. People are schizophrenic now because a lot of my friends have become schizophrenic. And then they go from that into hallucinogens. So, you know, and Joe's learning about this. He was like, oh, big psychedelic guy 10, 15 years ago. And then now he sees the effect on other weak-minded people. Yes, yes, LSD, peyote, mushrooms, all of that stuff, if you're in control of yourself and have a relationship with God, do the Hopi Indians take it? And they don't really get demon-possessed, and I'm not saying take it, okay? But I'm not going to lie to people. I've taken it, all right? Years ago, a long time ago, when I was a teenager, I took quite a bit of it. And the point is that it definitely opens up all those gateways and that stuff. And it's very real. It destroys the veil between. But most people who are already subconscious and unconscious and into the occult just through growing up in this culture, they don't even know they are. They literally have no idea they're stepping through into another dimension, that their brain is already in another dimension, and they're giving these entities control over your mind. And it's very, very distressing. Well, see, I took a lot, but I've taken some of that stuff, okay? And it was definitely, you know, in some of the cases, not of this world. And that stuff's very real, ladies and gentlemen. And I can tell you, growing up, that I knew people that worked in research laboratories separately in San Francisco for the government with drip, DMT, and all of it. Remember I told Joe Rogan that years before it came out that universities were doing drip, DMT? And they came out right after I announced it because it was classified, and they went ahead and released it. And so this is all very occultic, all very esoteric. I'm not involved in any of it, but like it's weird metaphysically. It's like I am, though. You understand? It's like I'm at like the Illuminati level with these people. And I'm not saying we want to be at that level, but once you have awareness, you're where they are, except you're not going along with the plan. And so they'll just say, it doesn't matter, you're already part of the plan, because you know then supposedly you're with them. But that's a distinction between having being led by the Holy Spirit and being led by the spirit of this world. Jay, does that make any sense to what I'm saying?
Sure. I mean, knowing about something doesn't mean that I willfully participated in it. So I think that's a fallacy there. That's a non sequitur. It doesn't follow from the fact that I know about serial killers that I'm a serial killer, right? But, I mean, there is a sense in which there is a kind of danger in that knowledge. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I think, might want to experiment with these things, and I wouldn't recommend it because, you know, I've had those same experiences too, which can be pretty terrifying. So, another thing to keep in mind, too, is that I think the Travis Scott event, this is not the first time this type of thing has happened. You had mentioned some other concerts and other places, big venues, Mecca, where people have been trampled. But let's not forget that there was the, you know, Altamont event, which the Rolling Stones at that time had, if I recall, had been recently introduced to people like Kenneth Anger, who himself was a Crowleyan. And one of the things that Anger always promoted was doing performance art, doing avant-garde art as a ritual. So the idea that artists don't have that mindset is false, right? But they do. I mean, this is
no,
what
you're right. Before I studied what happened over the weekend, I said, oh, maybe it was just the artists. They didn't know. But now that I researched the people there, they knew this was a planned deal. They said, when we have dead bodies, we're going to call them Smurfs. Then on the shirt, it shows blue children going into a door. They come out red, meaning they've been transmuted into devils, basically. I mean, this looks like it was actually all premeditated.
Yeah, and who knows to what degree the artists are. I mean, I don't know, but again, I think it's worth asking these questions. We do have again precedent in concerts of people being dosed, for example. That's happened in past concerts. The CIA was reportedly at some of those early '60s concerts, passing out LSD to see what it would do. And for example, of the idea of the dead head, right? The idea of the dead bears and the dead skeletons as the idea you're dead in the head. Well, Travis Scott has his own interesting symbolic image, which is kind of like a doll head or a kid's head with the eyes X'd out. And he uses that quite often in his concerts. And so, again, the artwork, and it's just very ominous, very creepy. And we do have precedent for artists, you know, thinking that their events are rituals. They really do view it that way.
So why is it building towards a crescendo? What do you expect them to do? I mean, obviously, the Great Reset is their attempt to collapse society while posing as the saviors.
Yeah, I think that this probably, from his vantage point, you know, he probably thought that if it was something that was a ritual, that this would sort of mark his, he now will be famous for this, right? It's kind of I'm not trying to be, again, callous, but it's a marketing event, just like Altamont was for the Rolling Stones. People will always remember this as, like, you know, he'll probably be the biggest star in the world now. From the vantage point of the world, they're going to promote this. They're going to, you know, he's going to be famous for even though right now it's scandalous and he's having to apologize. I think this was probably something that will seal his stardom for a long time, which is dangerous and scary. But like you said, this is the crescendo is that most of the people that are participating in the evil, it comes back around. I mean, Bolsheviks, Stalin, I mean, these people get rid of their minions first. That's the first people they go for. So, you know, just because you have a lot of money doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be part of this. I think a lot of governors, a lot of people that are in power, a lot of these minions are going to be fed into the grinder just as much as the normies, the muggles, you know, the peasants that the stars think that they're above. I think they're all going to, you know, be you know, every man will get what he, eye for an eye, basically. God will render to each man according to his works, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So,
you're absolutely right. And these people are just so incredibly pathetic. I mean, you look at the slaves of Satan, whether it's the Clintons or these, they just look like hell. I mean, look at Soros, all of them. They're just all, but they all have that in love with themselves look in their eye, like they're not there, because they're not there. They've been taken over.
Well, there's a couple of instances that Travis Scott was arrested for trying to get his fans to riot, to rage. Like, he tries to get them to do mosh pit, which is weird, because I mean, when I was growing up, mosh pits were what heavy metal dudes did. But now rappers do mosh pits, which is weird. But I mean, he tries to get them to destroy stuff and you know do these kinds of destructive things. So again, I think that he had a perfect recipe for getting these people into the scenario and it being hyped up. He tries to tell people to do this stuff. And then, you know, there was a weird part in the concert where people had told him, and he did, to be fair, at one point say, "Watch out, there's an ambulance coming." There's one part where he just sort of bends over and starts heaving and looking up and smiling with this really weird sort of creepy smile on his face, which is supposedly after people had, you know, alerted him to the fact that people were dying.
Oh, yeah. They're having convulsions and dying in front of him, and he's out on a cherry picker out over them, like just going, oh, looking at the death with pleasure, singing so happy, going, oh, yeah.
There's a specific point where he bends over and he sort of starts heaving and he looks up and he smiles with a really creepy looking smile. So, again, whether he knew that was going on, I don't know. But there's just too many things here, you know, that raise serious questions. And it just makes me think of Altamont. It just makes me think of, you know, marketing rituals from the vantage point of the elite, the cult elite. They see it all as the same thing, right? A ritual is no different than mass marketing. Mass marketing is a ritual for them.
Absolutely. It's the projection of their will against us for us to kill each other and fall apart while the Luciferians sit back as the psychic bomb destroys us. Let's do five more minutes, Jay Dyer, and then we've got another great guest host about to take over, jaysanalysis.com. Find his books and more material there. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that we cannot continue on exposing the enemy's battle plans from the highest levels because they don't want you to know about it from their perspective. Yet get in the enemy's mind to defeat them. And that's what InfoWars does. That's how we know tomorrow's news today. And so we've got until Tuesday, that's about 4 days, to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on best-selling items, books, films, T-shirts. Ultra 12 is the highest quality organic vitamin B12 for your stamina, libido, energy, immune system. It's 60% off. We also have X2, 50% off. We have Living Defense to flush out any parasites. It's beyond a probiotic. It's 50% off. We also have so many other great products. The turmeric products are 40% off. And we have the Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock after 2+ years being sold out. Now it's new and improved with the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the turmeric, and so much more. So 3 days left, actually. Black Friday starts early. InfoWarsStore.com. And the toothpaste. Activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash with essential oils. It's 50% off as well. So stock up and fund the info war as we hurtle into the year 2022 and beyond. Stay with us. We'll be right back with hour number 4.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.